Yeah, you don't know me, but I know you. I feel like I know you so well. I've come so far just to be with you, to be this close, sitting opposite you, just feet away. If it wasn't for this glass, we could touch. This is both incredible and frustrating at the same time. Me? Well, I'm your biggest admirer. Well, I lied when I told them I was your cousin. Only family can visit here, apparently. I hope that's okay. I just had to see you. No, I'm not a fan. I'm not some sad groupie. What we have is different. I love you. I've loved you for so long now. Loved you from afar, but come all this way so that we could be closer together, as we're always meant to be. And I'm prepared to wait for you, for when you're free. I've followed you on the news. In the papers. I've read everything I can about you online, every article about you. I drank in every report, reread every detail. I've listened to the accounts of your victims again and again and again. Hearing them describe you and what you did to them. Dreaming. Wishing. Wishing it happened to me. Fantasizing about being one of those lucky women. Oh, to be walking along and then suddenly grabbed by you. Your hands across my mouth. Your strong, powerful arms around me as you pull me off the street and into the shadows, the darkness, your domain. Taken by you, selected by you. From, well, every other woman. To think it was me that you followed, you chose. That you desired. Oh, how I long to be your prey. I read how you dragged women to your van on a secluded street. You gagged them to muffle their cries, their mouths filled and silenced so you could force yourself upon them. Is it true? Is it true? True that you used the panties of your previous victim to gag your next? Oh, I knew it. I knew it. I heard the rumors, read the speculation on the fan sites on the dark web. The essence of your last victim in my mouth. A connection between the past and the present. I dream of you pinning them down, tearing the clothes from their body as they struggle in vain. Your superior strength, too much for them as you turn them into your fuck meat. Toys for your amusement. Their bodies, your playthings. Your hands around their throat as you whispered your intentions into their ears. Threats to make it worse if they didn't comply. Menacing them into submission. And did they? Did some submit? offer themselves willingly, hoping for their torment to end quicker. Oh, God, I wouldn't want it to either. I'd want you to take your time raping me. Licking my neck as you push your hands up my top to molest my tits. Grinding your hard cock against me as you force yourself between my thighs. Fuck. I so wish to be one of those women. Used and abused by you. Raped like a living sacrifice for your greatness. Those women don't even know what a gift you're giving them. I'm sure they sobbed and struggled in your van as you choked them into submission, weakening them just enough to make them succumb to your will, but still conscious, so they could experience every moment of you raping them. Pinning them down, driving your cock into their cunts as they writhed under you, fucking them bareback, yeah? Pumping your cum into their pussies, into their bellies, forcing your seed into them as they begged you to stop. Then, when done with them, dumping them from the back of your van in some secluded spot, left in a crying heap on the ground. Ungrateful bitches, unappreciative of the honor you've bestowed upon them. Unless, of course, they caught your eye. That something about their suffering appealed to you, so you'd want to enjoy them again and again. So rather than dumping them, you took them home. The really lucky ones were locked in your basement to be turned into your playthings. Raped again and again. Chained in place like fuck pets. Yours to use as you wish. So fucking hot. I managed to read the police reports, your victims' accounts. They were leaked and shared by your admirers on the web. Yeah. There are many of us that adore you. None as much as me, of course. Can I tell you something? I'd lay in bed at night, reading those accounts, and I'd touch myself. Yeah. They were like porn to me. I'd read how they cried as you dragged them to the floor by their hair and raped them. How you bound their arms behind their back and took your time enjoying their bodies. Sucking on their tits. Kissing their necks. Forcing your cock into any hole of your choosing as they squirmed and wriggled. Begging you not to rape them. I'd finger myself wishing so hard that it had been me that you abducted, imagining myself in their places, tied down, pussy exposed, ready for use, waiting for you to force yourself upon them. Me. Why couldn't it have been me? Why didn't you choose me? I walked the streets I knew you stalked. I dressed the way the victims did. Even had my hair dyed and styled just like theirs. I tried my hardest. I tried my hardest to make myself appealing to you. To be your perfect fucking victim. I walked the streets alone at night. Hoping that it would be me next. That we would finally be together. That you'd find me. Take me. Use me. Own me. My pussy was made for you. My cunt was made to be raped. Yes. I mean it. Just being here, this close to you, is intoxicating. Here, look. See? I'm so wet from just being here and talking to you. I can't help myself. I need to touch myself. I need to pleasure myself. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. To confess to you. As I slip my fingers into my panties. Into my cunt. If you'd chosen me, captured me, I'm sure you would have enjoyed my pussy so much, you would have kept me. I'd still be yours right now. Your fuck slave. In your basement. Yours to use and abuse. Oh, yours to fuck. Oh, and to rape. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I wish you'd rape me. I want you. I need you to rape me. Rape me. And rape me and rape me and rape me and never let me go. Keep me forever. Keep me in your basement. Oh, fuck. Feed me your cum. Make me drink your piss. Fuck. If you had had me, you wouldn't have needed other women. I would have been enough. They wouldn't have caught you. We'd be together. Fuck. Happy. Master and fuck. Slave. Predator and prey. Fuck. Rapist and victim. Fuck you. You're a perpetual victim. I love you. I love you. In my dreams, I wish you had me, tied, bound, gagged, dressed in a wedding dress, your rape wife-to-be. You'd marry me in your own private ceremony, declaring your love for me. For me, saying I do, and then holding my head by my hair, forcing my head to nod, making me marry you, and then consecrating our marriage by raping me. lifting up my wedding dress, ripping down my panties, and giving me no choice but to accept your cock and my new life as your victim. Us, together, forever. Me, I'll be yours. To use, fuck, rape, fuck whenever you want. Fuck, I want that so much. Fuck, I want to be yours. I want to be yours, please. Please, make me yours. Take me. Fucking rape me. Fuck. Shit. Okay. Fuck. Fuck. My time is up. But I'll be back. I'll be back to visit you every week.